Let's go now to a book fair. The Hargeisa International Book Fair takes place in a country that is not internationally recognized. The Republic of Somaliland is a self-declared state. To the rest of the world, it is an autonomous region of Somalia. It has a president and a police force, but no passports or embassies. NPR's Gregory Warner reports that in a place like that, books can become an economic lifeline.
The Somali novelist Nuruddin Farah has been translated into 20 languages, but never, until this year, into his own native Somali. I met that translator in an echoey main room at the Hargeisa International Book Fair.
Why did you want to do this?
He asked me to do it. How can you say no to Nuruddin Farah?
Now, it's not so unusual for a novelist to write in his second or even third language, but when Farah's first novel was published in English in 1970, Somali did not even have an official written language. It got that in 72. Because Somali has always been an oral culture. This book fair aims to change that.
Written word, written history, written literature. In Somali, written word, it's a crucial time.
Jama Musa Jama is co-founder of the fair, now in its ninth year. It takes place in Somaliland, which you won't find on most maps of Africa, except as a dotted line carving off the northwest chunk of Somalia. But step around this city and it does not feel anything like Somalia.
You can walk anywhere in Somaliland. You can drive anywhere in peace.
Dr. Hussein Bulhan is president of one of the dozens of universities cropping up here, and he points out the patent differences between Hargeisa and Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. While Mogadishu, just 500 miles to the south, is beset by terrorist attacks, here you can drink tea in an outdoor cafe until 3 in the morning, if you want, because of strong community policing. But another difference is while Somalia has been showered with international aid, he says Somaliland has had to rely on itself for the last 25 years.
Not because of loan, not because of aid, not IMF, not USAID, not World Bank. Sheer people effort.
Now, Somaliland does get help from one group, though they don't have a fancy acronym. Somalis in the diaspora, in Minnesota, Toronto, Dubai, contribute about $500 million a year to Somaliland's economy. That's about a third of the country's GDP. And that's where this book fair comes in. This fair is the biggest annual event in Hargeisa, and it's a gathering spot timed for diaspora summer vacations.
And the diaspora that has been helping were diaspora that left this country as refugees. You understand? They were still linked up with the community here.
But their children don't have that direct link.
The younger ones in the diaspora at the present time are disconnected from reality here. They were born there.
15 million people speak Somali, both here in Africa and around the world. But the founders of this book fair argue that speaking is not enough, that a primarily oral culture cannot be the glue for people spread out around the globe. The aim of this event is to encourage a culture of reading and writing in Somali.
I'm a writer.
You're a writer?
I write 3 books.
Farah Dehewer is a college student in Hargeisa. She's just 18 years old.
You're 18 and you've already written 3 books.
Yeah.
All right.
Her 3 books explore the importance of women in Islam. But then I meet her 16-year-old seatmate, Rhoda Hassan.
I am preparing 3 books.
She's also writing 3 books.
And one of them is finished, but 2 still there is.
Wow, 3 books is like the minimum right now. You have to just start with 3 books.
But all of my books talks about motivation.
It's a motivational series for Somali youth with advice that Hassan has gleaned from her mom. And I'm guessing it must be good advice, because this 16-year-old, I find out later, got the 3rd best score in Somaliland on her high school exams. She was the top-scoring girl. And frankly, if I had not met her at random, I might think she was a plant put there by the book fair, because she's one of the smartest high school students in the city, nursing a dream to be on stage at this book fair, hawking her self-help books. Somaliland has come far with its own self-help, but it's banking its future on being more than just an oasis of peace in a war-torn country, but a crossroads of written culture for people scattered by war around the world. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Hargeisa.